Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Little Chicago bringing this back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. A to Z, whatever your is on your mind, whatever topic under the small business sun, we got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend Peter Sims, soon to be old friend. Peter is a keeper. He's got a lot to teach us. His new book is called Little Bets, How Breakthrough Ideas Emerge from Small Discoveries. Peter, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. The website is www.PeterSims.com, and the book is available everywhere, including on Amazon.
All right. Well, it's destined to be another bestseller. Congratulations on that. Peter, when I'm a pilot, I have an instrument rating, and when I was getting my instrument rating, when I was training for that, my instructor told me that when you're navigating in the clouds, especially where you can't see outside, make sure that you never let your navigation get very far off center. And he said, in other words, keep watching it and always make little bitty corrections. Make constant little bitty corrections. He said, because if you ever let it go too far, you know, if you ever let your navigation swing too far to the right, say 5 degrees, and then you, in order to swing it back and get back on line, you've got to swing it back that much the other way almost. And he said, what you wind up doing is you wind up almost porpoising back and forth. And he said, if you make little bitty corrections, you don't get out of control. And that's what little bets are, it seems to me.
Absolutely. You know, Jeff Bezos at Amazon calls it planting seeds, right? Whenever he's going into a new territory, he's trying something at Amazon, he says, you know, we can't predict what's going to happen when we go and try this. So let's just do it as cheap and inexpensive and affordable as we can, learn from that. And you never know when you're going to open up a new alleyway, right?
Right.
But you don't want to take a big risk to try to find that. You just want to do it on the cheap.
Well, and the key to being successful, more successful with a big bet, is to have a foundation of little bets that have worked out underneath it, right?
Well, here's the thing, Jim, and this is, everybody wants to make these big bets. We all want to be bold and do something big, but the problem is I've seen this so many times, companies bet big on ideas that aren't solving the right problems for customers, and so the point is, with little bets, is you use lots of little bets to discover where the problems and the opportunities are. Do that in an affordable way, and then once you found something that you can latch on to, whether it's a good joke for Chris Rock or a good new product for Jeff Bezos, then they bet big, right?
Mm-hmm. Once they've done some testing, they've done some research, they've experimented a little bit. That's one thing I've tried to talk to my audience about for all these years, is the idea of don't change, experiment. What do you think about that?
Right. I mean, that's how change happens, right?
Yeah.
If you're constantly doing these, I mean, listen, experimentation is a part of it. You got to focus on execution. But on the side, say 10-15% of your time, I think, should be allocated to experimentation, because that's how you're going to grow, learn, change, you name it.
Are you
making these little bets?
When you were a venture capitalist and you saw people sending business plans in and you saw people, you know, getting the money and going forward with that, did you see people being successful with this idea? Was this something was this intuitive for your folks, or was it something they had to learn?
Well, both. But this is why I was passionate about this book, is because I used to see entrepreneurs do this extremely well, but most of us just have to learn how to do this through experience, and they did as well. So, you know, I have lots of examples I could share with you. One of my favorites is, there's a company called Belkin Corporation you may be familiar with. You might have a Belkin product that make cables and iPods.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The guy who started that business was Chet Pipkin, became a good friend, was one of the companies we backed. And he started that business in his teens without knowing anything about anything, and just started to go into stores like Radio Shack and observe what people needed, found out what they needed, and then started trying things.
Shoe leather stuff.
Yeah, just a bootstrap mentality, and that's what builds value in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but he had to learn it all through his experience. He didn't have a book to turn to
right.
when he was starting out. So I'm hoping to have that book for
people. Well, this book is going to save a lot of entrepreneurs a lot of money and heartache. One of the things in chapter 5, you say problems are the new solutions. Tell us what you mean by that.
Right. Well, instead of the whole point is just instead of having to have the answer when you're doing something new, figure out ways to find the right problems. So in the case of Chet Pipkin, again, at Belkin, what he did is literally go into Radio Shack stores and ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you need? What are your problems? And when he was able to finally realize that people just didn't have a cable to link from their computer to their printer, he said, well, I'm going to make that on my own. So he made that, and then he kept learning as he went, asking a lot of questions. And so that's why I say questions are the new answers, because questions really identify where the opportunities are. And to be a really good questioner, I think, is a key skill for great entrepreneurs and small business owners.
As we wrap up, Peter, I've got to let you go. What's the most important thing you'd like to leave my audience with today?
Just that anybody can make these little bets to discover new and great opportunities. They just have to start. And you need to have a way of thinking that's not what they teach you in school necessarily.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is rubber meets the road stuff, and folks, the book's called Little Bets. The author is Peter Sims. That's one M in Sims. How breakthrough ideas emerge from small discoveries. Peter, quickly, what's that website again?
www.petersims.com, Jim.
All right,
check it out.
Peter, come back again real soon.
Would love to.
We'll have you back real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.